Today, I'm here representing the Hrant Dink Foundation from Istanbul, Turkey. Hrant Dink Foundation was established after the assassination of Armenian journalist, the founder and editor-in-chief of Armenian-Turkish Agos newspaper on January 19, 2007. Today, I will discuss minority representation in the media with a specific focus on hate speech. Unfortunately, Hrant Dink was a target of the hate speech in the media. He was subject to smear campaigns, anti-propaganda, and manipulative news orchestrated by mainstream and local media. And unfortunately, over the course of time, we had seen how words turned into bullets. As a result, Hrant Dink Foundation possesses a structural sensitivity to raise awareness about the issue of hate speech. We are aware that hate speech is a global problem affecting different minority groups in different countries. Hate speech manifests itself in different forms of discourse, such as racist, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic, anti-refugee, xenophobic discourses. And the target groups are often labeled as traitors, enemies, unreliable, untrustworthy, and a threat to society. As the Hrant Dink Foundation, we have been monitoring the media since 2009, local and mainstream media, with a specific focus on ethnic and religious minorities. When we first started, we identified certain keywords about identity groups in Turkey, like Armenians, Jews, Greek, Alevis, Christians. And also, we added some keywords about the adjectives that are often used about these groups, such as collaborator, infidel, gaver, traitor. When we first started, we identified 10 target groups. And today, the number of target groups has reached to 80 groups. And the top 5 targeted groups are Armenians, Jews, Greeks, Christians, and since 2015, Syrian refugees. Armenians, Greeks from Turkey, and also Christians and Jews are the unchanging historical others. Whereas there are some new others like LGBTI community, Syrian refugees, Iraq and Afghani refugees. When we started our work, we identified 4 different categories of hate speech. One of them is exaggeration, attribution, and distortion. And this category encompasses statements that exaggerate, misattribute, or distort facts about a specific group. Examples include news headlines like Syrians got used to committing crimes. Usually minorities are the scapegoats for several incidents. And you will see similar speech against Hispanics in the US, Roma people in Europe. The second category is profanity, insult, and defamation. These category targets specific groups and insults and uses explicit language like immoral Western society, shameless Armenians. The third category is enmity war discourse, and this category encompasses any discourse that promotes hostility and violence against a specific group, such as Syrians occupied our cities or Greek atrocity. The fourth one is symbolization, which includes any discourse that uses aspects of a group's identity as a tool for hatred, defamation, and discrimination, such as Jews do not make good friends. Well, in recent years, hate speech is seen more in opinion pieces compared to the news headlines. And I should also mention that we should never underestimate the power of local media, as sometimes local media has more influence on local communities, which sometimes results in acts of discrimination and hate crimes. As a recommendation, media outlets should offer training to their journalists to build their skills to counter hate speech and publish guidelines to prevent use of hate speech in the media. Media outlets, they should cooperate with civil society and academia and hold trainings on minority rights journalism, right-based journalism, and a correct style of journalism on minority issues. The editorial boards should have committees reviewing content with a specific focus on hate speech and also discriminatory discourse, and they should remove this discourse from the media. And the media, most importantly, should promote coexistence, and they should say that the differences are not a threat, but are opportunities, and we can thrive through our differences. Also, we shouldn't forget that today's journalists were yesterday's students, and they went through the same education system. And hate speech is a problem, or discriminatory discourse mostly is a problem in the school textbooks and alternative course materials. They should be eliminated, and Ministry of Culture and also Education should work on this. As the Hrant Dink Foundation, we believe that transformation begins with the language. To be part of the solution, we developed an inclusive discourse workshop to promote an inclusive, pluralistic discourse and to foster coexistence, empathy, and mutual understanding between people. And we have been implementing this with thousands of people, including NGOs, journalists, students, teachers, municipalities, to spark transformative change. And I should say that online hate speech poses a significant threat to democratic discourse, social cohesion, and individual well-being as well, as it is impossible to monitor it with human labor. As the Hrant Dink Foundation, now we are developing an AI tool to detect online hate speech in Turkish and Arabic together with Sabancı and Boğaziçi universities. But leaving the hate speech definition and detection solely to private companies or governments brings the risk of granting them exclusive authority over freedom of expression limits to prevent monopolization by tech giants and authoritarian regimes, participation from civil society and academia in hate speech screening projects and algorithms is essential. Considering legal, ethical, and cultural nuances, when designing hate speech screening tools, CSOs would bring a holistic approach while respecting fundamental rights, aligning with international human rights standards, ensuring a balanced approach that protects both expression and vulnerable groups. We believe that community-driven solutions are much more sustainable. Thank you.